Students are returning to school this week across Vermont, mostly using hybrid models that combine remote and in-person instruction. The specific plans vary by school and district, and officials are striving to walk the line of providing effective instruction, but also keeping the population safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, we checked in with Vermont's Education Secretary, Dan French, to hear his perspective as kids return. I started by asking how he planned to assess whether the various learning models used by different schools were successful.
Yeah, it's a great question, and we knew we were struggling with that over the summer. We knew just due to the variations in our school districts that we had to impart some degree of flexibility to school districts to implement what is, I think, fairly stringent health guidance. So as part of that sort of compromise, we decided that we'll be doing a monthly data collection to school districts to identify essentially the learning opportunities that students are being provided. So I'll begin that data collection towards the end of September, and we'll use that information to decide whether further guidance and direction, basically regulation, is necessary to ensure that students are being provided adequate learning opportunities.
Now, there have been concerns that teachers and staff retiring or taking leave because they're concerned about COVID would lead to staffing shortages. Are you seeing that as the year gets underway?
Not yet. I mean, the school's been open for a day or so. I think, you know, right now, a lot of our focus has been on the logistics of reopening school. And I know, you know, people have been working incredibly hard to do that. And what I'm observing right now is there's a lot of excitement, the typical enthusiasm for reopening school. But it's important to notice that, you know, districts have been under a lot of stress through the spring to do a lot of things they weren't necessarily required to do in the past. And there's going to be some wear and tear on the systems, including on people. This is an incredibly stressful time. So it's one thing to open schools, and I think people have done a commendable job adjusting and implementing fairly complex regulation in that regard. It's another thing altogether to keep them open. And, you know, that will require all Vermonters to do their part in terms of maintaining a high degree of suppression of the virus. But it's going to be challenging for districts to maintain this disposition over time. So once again, I think that's why it was important to provide districts some options in terms of having remote learning, hybrid learning, and so forth to fall back on. And adjusting to changes in staffing availability will be a key variable for them.
Sure. So if teachers get sick during the year and have to take time off, do you think there are enough substitutes available?
Yeah, I doubt that. There were not enough subs before the COVID emergency. Once again, I think the hybrid learning or remote learning does provide some flexibility in that. Might be an option where districts, you know, can utilize staff working from home to support others, you know, the learning of students. But it's going to be a challenge, I think, as we go forward for sure.
Another challenge, possibly special education students. Do you think the schools are prepared to meet those needs?
No, that's going to be a significant area of concern. It is nationally as well. You know, there's essentially been a hold on the learning of all students to a certain extent. We've done our best, certainly, through remote learning in the spring. But now we're endeavoring really to, you know, provide learning opportunities that are equal, if not better, than what was provided pre-COVID. So part of that will be to reconsider student individual education plans under special education. And this will be a significant effort and focus in the coming weeks.
On the line with me is Vermont's Education Secretary Dan French. You mentioned at the press conference on Tuesday that you hope schools can move toward more in-person instruction if the first few weeks go well. What if things don't go well and there are big COVID spikes?
Yeah, so the way our guidance is set up, we broke it down in terms of levels. So we have level two, essentially, which is where we've opened schools, which is the most restrictive disposition relative to precautions necessary for in-person learning. You know, our health folks, as we developed that guidance over the summer, our health folks were advocating for opening at step three because our conditions probably have never been better than they are. And certainly we expect to go into flu season, they'll probably deteriorate to a certain extent. But arguably, we could have opened schools at step three. We decided that it would be better to open a step two to give schools the opportunity to practice, the more stringent requirements and also just a precautionary measure. So, if data holds stable, we expect to make the transition to step three here in a couple of weeks. If it doesn't, we'll hold at step two. So we'll see what happens. But knock on wood, so far so good.
So after the first couple of days of school, what kind of sense are you getting right now from staff and students returning? Do you think they feel safe?
Yeah, that's a more complex question. I think what I'm observing right now, and you know, I I think you might know, I'm an experienced Vermont educator, so I've been doing this for 20-some-odd years. What I'm observing now is just the normal, if not more enthusiasm, just to see students again and to be back in the building and so forth. But I think the underlying anxiety is there. It's there for all of us, and that needs to be acknowledged. So I think, you know, yes, people are excited to be back in school, and knock on wood, I hope that we can maintain the high degree of suppression. But I think the levels of anxiety will remain to a certain extent. Hopefully, will be diminished to a certain extent if people gain increased confidence working in their schools and their districts, and that they can maintain their operations at a safe level. But we have a lot of work to do in that regard, and it's just important to acknowledge that this is unprecedented for everyone.
Now let's fast forward a couple of months. There's been some discussion that now that schools are set up for at least some remote learning, that could mean an end to snow days. Is that something the Agency of Education has any guidance on yet?
Not yet. You know, we weren't expecting it to snow this summer, but it is something that's been brought up, and it's something we are actively looking at. It's something that has emerged in other states as well. I think it is one of the more obvious implications of our new experience in remote learning is that we have some new options to, you know, maintain continuity learning, if you will, when we typically would not. But I do expect to address that issue at some point here in the coming weeks. I know several districts have expressed an interest in us doing so, so it is something we will take a look at.
Well, I know you and all the educators and school staff are really busy trying to start a school year during a pandemic. So, Secretary Dan French, thanks for talking with us today on VPR.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.